You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win is 4-1. Benik Afobe to score and Bournemouth to win in the betting at 6-1. This is the 100th league meeting between the two sides and they've both won 35 apiece. So it's as tight as it
gets. How many have they drawn?
29. Put me on the spot there at the maths. I didn't know what to make of this one from a betting perspective, Lee. It's one of those games where I don't want to say you wouldn't have a bet in it, because that would be very un-William Hill-like.
I have a bet on games that are going on the pitch on a Sunday. you look at the form lines and both are in decent nick, aren't they? Watford have won three out of the last four at home. The draw was against Chelsea. Admittedly, one of those was against Leeds United from the Championship. But beat Newcastle in quick succession in the FA Cup and then in the Premier League at home. Bournemouth, though, look at their away form recently. Again, there's a few FA Cup games thrown in there, but beat Palace 2-1 away, drew at Sunderland, drew at Leicester, beat West Brom, beat Chelsea, drew at Swansea. The only defeat away from home in the last nine was at the Emirates when they lost 2-0. So nothing to be upset about there. I think they're going away and they're setting up for draws. And they're thinking, if we can just keep ticking over, getting a draw here and there, they're on 28 points now. I think they know they have to edge towards that 37-point mark. Interestingly, Watford with a win or a draw will get to that 37-point mark here. I think a low scorer. Personally, that's what I've come down on. Watford's goals have dried up a little bit again, like they did at the start of the season. They're not scoring goals in abundance anymore.
Igalo stopped scoring, hasn't he?
And that seems to be the big problem, doesn't it? So you're relying a little bit on just on Troy Deeney. I'm going to go for the unders and the goals. It's just in one that I can't quite predict. And I don't think the traders really know. 7-5, 21-10, 21-10, just always smacks of, right, yeah, just take your pick. We'll see what you go for. So the under 2.5 here is 13-20. But as usual, the under 1.5 still stays around that 2-1 mark. So under 1.5 goals at 2-1 for me. Don't know the win.
That's the one. You've taken the words right out of my gob. 2-1, that looks a very good bet. I mean, I'd fancy Watford to win this, were it not for the fact that, look where they are in mid-table, comfortable, and they've got, the FA Cup. If I was a Watford player, I'd be looking at that. That's, in a quarter-final of the FA Cup with not much to beat, really. They were away at Arsenal, probably in the next round of Arsenal, get back past Hull, but they might not get past Hull. And what an opportunity that will open up for Watford. I watched Bournemouth against Everton in the Cup last week, and I fancied Everton for my life. And until that penalty, when the penalty was missed, I breathed a sigh of relief. But I never really thought Everton were in too much danger. I was a bit disappointed in Bournemouth, to be honest. I don't think they're that great a side. I know Leeds reeled off a few results, and they look impressive on paper, but I can't see it, really. I can see Watford winning this, but I'll play safer and go with the under 1.5 goals at 2-1.
The head-to-heads would suggest that we'll just get chinned with that bet, because there's been two goals in each of the last five head-to-heads, and they've played each other a lot, obviously, in the Championship recently. So, and it was 1-1 at Bournemouth early in the season. We might just get chinned on the under 2.5 is probably 13-20 for a reason.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.